I guess the way I look at it, I've been here a little over 2 years now. And 2 years ago, when I first became the interim city manager, we were under the reserve requirement by over $500,000. And over the next 2 years, through the outsourcing and reduction in force and not filling positions, we were able to bring that number to $5 million over that requirement by the end of FY11. So, in addition, by the end of FY12, I was really hoping to just come in at budget, and we were able to come in $2.5 million under budget for FY12. So that put us at a total of right at $7 million, over and above what we told the rating agencies we will have in reserves, which is our 60 days operating. In talking with council, one of the council members brought up, we need to find a way to incent employees and all the employees that are helping us get to where we are. And then I came up with this idea, which is really because it was every employee. It certainly wasn't me. It was every employee in the city of Bryan that was here during the fiscal year that helped us get to where we are. And what I wanted to do is incent those employees and tell them thank you for helping us get out of the financial hole we're in and put us in a really, really strong footing that we're in right now.
Was this an administrative decision, or did the council take a formal vote?
No, there wasn't a formal vote. And these type of actions I certainly can do on my own, but I certainly wouldn't do that without council. Council fully supported and was 100% behind it. Council, I think, feels the same way. Most of the council members here were also here during the times when we were in during the financial hard times, and have been here with us during the hard times to get us back to where we are. So there was absolutely no dissension by anyone on council to move forward with this.
How many employees and how much is the bonus?
It's a net $750 to each employee. There are 400 and I'm not sure the number's exact, about 440 full-time employees in the general fund and another 230 or so in the enterprise fund. So, about 650. There are about 100 employees who didn't receive any checks because they did not meet the criteria that we had set in place. That criteria was that they were employed for the entire fiscal year of FY12 and also an employee in good standing, which means that your last review was at least a meets expectations.
How much money in total then is going to this?
It was right at $800,000.
And then the philosophical devil's advocate position of this money could have been used for other city projects for the city at large. How do you respond?
Again, it goes back to the employees that we have today are the ones that helped us get to our financial position. And if I want to stay in that financial position, then I need to keep those employees. One of the things that we did to get where we are is there were no salary increases for employees during 1 year, and then we reduced the amount of those increases for both last year and this year. And one of the things that does to you is that puts them further behind in salary surveys. And when they're looking at like jobs in other cities and other locations, and once they get that far behind, then you can, of course, leave and go somewhere else. So I personally believe it's money well spent in keeping those employees that helped us get to where we are and are going to help us stay where we are financially. Keep them working for the city of Bryan.
Not only do you have to compete within the government sector, you also have to compete within the private sector.
Definitely. There's a lot of the jobs that we have in the city of Bryan, both general fund and in the enterprise funds and utility businesses. We've seen people leave the city going to the private sector and come from the private sector to the city. I myself did the same thing. I came from the private sector to the city. So I think you see a lot more today, a lot more transparency between both employees moving both both directions.
You see this as a one-time thing, or possibly repeating, or does it just matter on budgetary performance?
Yeah, I certainly don't see this as an annual event. I would love to be able to do that, but I don't think financially we would. I'm certainly not gonna rule out that it wouldn't never happen again. And I would hope that in the future we do have the ability to do something like that also.
When will y'all see it in your next paycheck?
Actually, it was an individual check that we had processed and supervisors handed to each of those employees, with the exception of me, of course. I didn't get the incentive payment. So that was and I believe it was last Thursday or Friday that those checks were delivered to the employees that qualified for the incentive payment.
What's been the reaction?
It has been absolutely positive, which of course it would be, but the employees, I think, overwhelmingly appreciated it, and I got a lot of thank yous, and I told most of them there's nothing to thank me for. As far as I'm concerned, every employee earned it, and it's just part of what we, the city, owe you for doing the things that you did to get us where we are.
Was that something that they were aware of, or was that sprung on them?
No, it was sprung on them. I kept it very quiet for really the main reason. If we wasn't able to work it out and get it done, I certainly didn't want to get anybody's hopes up that we could, but I also wanted it to kind of be a surprise and have that effect to know, so that they would all know how much the executive team and the city council appreciate them as employees.
And you're kind of in a no-win situation answering this next question. Why didn't you give yourself a check?
because then, those out there might think it would be self-serving. Or you come up with the idea just so you could give yourself the money. So I just soon not go there and excluded myself from it.
Perfect timing for something like this to happen.
Yeah. And like I said, it was very well received. I know there'll be those in the community that think it's a negative thing, but I thought long and hard about that. But it meant a lot more to me at this time to make sure the employees knew how much we appreciated their hard work.